Blog Talk Radio.
It's been a long time coming, but I know a change gonna come. Oh, yes, it will. It's been too hard living, but I'm afraid to die. I don't know what's up there. Beyond the sky, it's been a long time coming, but I know a change gonna come. Keep telling me don't hang around. It's been a long time coming, but I know a change gonna come. Oh, yes it will. Then I go to my brother. Hey, brother, help me, please. But he winds up knocking me back down on my knees. Oh, there've been times that I thought I could last for long. But I know a change gon' come. Oh, yes it will.
Okay.
It's the same good tune. Yes, and that is Sam Cooke. I want to thank you for tuning into the program today. I feel a bit burdened right now. And I'm looking between the space I'm looking at the space between the heavens above and the ground below. It's the earth, right? So I will not speak with an impression that the earth is a different place from the planet. It is strange for me to visualize this, and the reason why it feels so strange to me, it is because I grew up in church. And It may be difficult for somebody else to understand what I'm feeling, what I'm sensing, and the kind of perception that I am having that let me feel this way. I feel this way because there is a conviction that is in me because of my years in church and the whole psychological effect I experience from being in the church. I would liken it similarly to when you have chicken in a coop, they just grow up and then you keep them in a coop to shield them from mongoose, or big rats. Sorry for that break. Yeah, so I'm saying you shield these chickens, right? And they will grow up to be an adult. And then probably let them out of the little confinement where they are able to fend for themselves. All right, so that analogy I'm drawing is the way I was growing up in the church. Although there wasn't a physical coop like the chicken in the coop, there's a similarity to my experience of growing up psychologically. I'm like the chicken. I don't know anything. I feel bad now. I have to make adjustment in myself as to what I now know, because I am deep, deep, deep into prehistory. And if you don't understand the effect of prehistory, what it means to the world, why there is prehistory, why there is society, is our society the reflection of history? What I mean is, what prehistory is about? The trees? And non-human existence? That's not what I read in history. It is a record about people. Not 2,000 years ago. It covers way, 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 way beyond. So before, let's say, the government that, we are under now, whether it's not everywhere, because I don't see Iran to be governed by A.D. Anadamani. Before A.D. Anadamani comes in, every civilized population, including Iran and Egypt, Mesopotamia, India and China. Yeah, all the made, I mean, it was only civilized population existed with government. You understand that? Prior to 200 years ago, let's say go back to 509 BC. The rule of kingship government was set aside by abdication, Africa, that rule the world. And how do you think Africa come to be populated with the hybrid ethnic civilized people? What caused the civilization to begin with? If we are to understand what AD Anadamani government is, we would have to go right back there, you know. At least recognize 509 BC calendaral solar calendar. It's not moon calendar. No, we are on the moon calendar, if you don't mind knowing the truth. And if we are to know what civilization is, we're not going to know it as long as we live under AD Anadamani. Because there are ridiculous things that have happened on planet Earth that I didn't know them. I just did not. I'm talking about, I mean, when did I come to know them? Because I grow up and not knowing, while the things that happen has taken effect. And let's say the life that I've been living till this very moment, those things that have happened affects me. It affects me. So what is the point I am making? Why I feel the way I do? And you know what? I already feeling a change since I began to talk just few minutes ago. I begin to feel a change, whereas like there is justification inside of me for what I know and how I want to be. What I would experience, I want to have, and I have to be pondering over it and how it makes me feel. Sometimes I want to like call some of my friends, acquaintance, people that I know that no longer behave like I am still alive. And in fact, truth, I don't know if some of them are alive, you know. But if they are alive, I don't hear from them. I don't hear from them. The thing is, you know, it's kind of unhappy, kind of a consciousness of that. However, I am able to discern life existence in a way where, you know, over time, I get over it. Because the spirit and the body. Two different things. And whilst I am living in the body, condition that I know about, I'm still a member of humanity. And I am not created to exist on earth as, you know, like a spirit living in a body. I am a spirit in a body, because if anything should happen and my heart stop beating, I would not speak anymore. I wouldn't talk anymore. So now, the whole thing about me is that the difference between dead from being alive. You see what I mean? So the me right now, sitting down around the computer and talking to you, and look at where you are to where I am now. And if I should decease now, no more pulse, no nothing, I'm out, my body would be here in the clothes and, you know, have a headset on my head and everything like that. And somebody would just come in and identify that I'm gone. See? While I'm talking, if I disappear spiritually and not coming back, you know, I won't have another pulse. Sometimes I pause, you know, so while I'm talking, you I pause, you may think that, oh my God. I'm laughing now. But, you know, I know the difference between feeling bad and feeling good. And it is a science that I am taking serious note of. Why can't I make myself feel happy at will? If I don't have anything bothering me in a conscious way, why can't I just feel happy because ain't nothing bothering me? But that's not the way it is. I just feel unhappy and my mind is deep into principality more than anything else. And the if you know about what is called the fall of man, do you know about the fall of man? And while I'm saying that, let me see if I can find something on the internet. You know what you may find. What caused man to fall? Let's see what you're going to tell me. All right, listen to this. Listen to this. What medical condition? And I don't want medical condition. It's telling me about medical condition. Like, for example, what caused man to fall? I need to phrase this. Cause man to fall? I was, you know, what I was saying a while ago is one context of human fall when you're deceased. It says this can be caused by dehydration, aging, circulation, medical conditions such as Parkinson's disease and heart conditions and so forth and so on, right? And that's not what I meant to ask. I'm going to say fall from G-O, fall from grace. Let me take it a little step further. I ain't going to say from God's grace. All right. Let me say God's grace, because not singularize it, but pluralize it. I say God's, and it's because I don't want to say, all right, let me capitalize God. Okay. You see, I say God's. What caused man to fall? I need to say from. From God's. From the God's. Okay. From the God's grace. Lowercase g. All right, so everything is cool now. I ask it right. All right, listen. Just to show you how civilized and dark, spiritually dark, the human world is. The world was intended. Well, let me rephrase this. When the Elohim came to earth, they were civilized. They are immortal. And if you should look up the word immortal, it will tell you that it is the gods. All right. All right. And I'm going to give it to you. Immortal. Right? Is it MMO? All right, is it double M? Yeah, immortal. All right, listen. What I'm saying to you is something, if you can't stand factual, historic reality and etymology is presented with the truth. Remember, I'm connecting two thoughts here. I'm talking about what I am thinking and how I grew up and things like that. And what caused me to feel, internally heavy and need to get adjusted to, more justifying thoughts, okay? So that my sadness can, dissipate like the cloud, go away. All right. So now I want to lead you. Just a second. I want to lead you linguistically into my feelings and my thoughts. And I'm going to show you why I am into this state of mind and thinking, right? And why it is something that anybody who was in spiritual darkness of the church and Jesus Christ and the Bible God. It's all uncivilized stuff. But look, how are you going to find out when you come on the internet, which is government, AD, Anadam, and the white people running the world, because Africa and over the civilized administration to white sodomite hominid people that gave them the unlawful right to change any civilized way to being uncivilized. Now, why I am at liberty to say it? Because it is true. Ordinarily, America, when they came here about almost 400 years ago, look at the kind of stuff they did and still are doing to the African hybrid people. First of all, they write a Bible and they don't give no regard. The Bible is in denial of the civilized people created in South Africa. It is a literal story. Yet still, when Africa handed over rule to sodomite white people, for whatever reason, it was wrong. It was wrong. 2,600 years ago, it was wrong. It still is wrong. Because these folks are not our species. They don't belong to civilization. But they have done evil things to cause them to look like humans, because they were not. They were apes. In the World History textbook, white people come from apes. And now they are in the act of convincing the world that it is the hybrid people were apes. And the confusion is so fragmented and spread ambiguity into people's mind, into confusion, that it doesn't matter what they say, it's going to take, like you'd say, science to untangle the confusion. What I'm saying is true. And look, anything these white people do, it is accepted. You know, when you read all these ridiculous nonsense in the Bible, and you say amen and stuff like that, it all happens because we are affirming it because we are confused. We don't know. And it takes science. When I say science now, I'm not talking about certain kind of science. I'm talking about word science. Meaning, you can't read ordinarily like the confusing kind of a thing with them right now. And that they can mislead you with a word like immortal. Lie about what immortal. Because what? What happened to the African people? We are so confused that right now, these white people know we are confused, okay? And they have set up everything like the church and things like that, that over a few centuries, African people don't know that their indigenous way of life has changed. They don't know. They don't know that. Anything that the white people do, like Christmas and all that, Christmas is not a civilized thing. Why is it accepted? And the African people who have nothing to do with Christmas go buy a Christmas tree. It is because we are confused. More confusion? Think about when they invade all of our territories after we left Africa. I mean, those of us who left Africa and come into the Western world, I mean, almost all of us know about that. Almost all of us know about slavery. But can we trace where it is coming from? No. All right. So you have the Bible, and you believe in the Bible. Genesis, in the beginning, God created heaven. You believe that. And you're living by it because you don't have anything else to live by. It's not because there ain't anything else to live by. No, that's not true. You know how much I was, you know, bound to ideas that are not true? I didn't know anything else to think about, man. You know, I believe all that nonsense. But to me, it was nonsense because I wasn't released from the ignorance to see that something else exists. And how I get to know that something else exists, things I'm looking at and my interpretation of it, that's not reality. You're looking on trees. You're looking on the skies. You're looking on water. And although you know it's water, but you don't really know what water come from. You don't know. You know about what is called, you know, there's a word for how the water go up from the earth and from clouds. There's a word for that. Not on my mind right now. But what I'm trying to tell you is I call this word to you immortal because we're talking about fall from grace and civilization, and I'm going to prove to you right here, internet. Civilization call for people on earth to be all civilized because there's about a dozen or more hybrid ethnic group of people that were planted on earth by the Elohim gods. And according to the World History Textbook, not the Bible, World History Textbook that, you know, I think most people would call it a secular book, but it is history. Don't secularize it. It is history. And it is maintained by clean, civilized government of long ago. And when these sodomite white people take over, that's what they took over to and go in there. And if I show you the kind of stuff that they have done into the World History Textbook, even the World History Textbook is defiled. I'm telling you that because I read it and know that. And there is nobody on planet Earth to, like, you know, like change or find fault, real, you know, real fault to, like, really take it out, you know, out of use, which means I wouldn't be permitted to say that. But right now, for what makes civilized sense, nobody with no level of education in language can prove that I am wrong about working out the details of science of words to issues that we talk about. Immortal means not the civilized people. Immortal is not the civilized people. And the definition is going to, I'm going to read here from the dictionary on the internet. Immortal is an adjective. It describes that something is creatures. It says living forever. What do you know, live forever? You know, this in this time, it's not a tree. It's talking about creatures, blood and flesh and blood. Okay? Ancient history, mythology. What is mythology? Now, you see, if you say ancient history, they're not supposed to tell you about mythology. It's confusing to talk about mythology because, look, you have to say what mythology is. And they are calling history mythology. And then Dublopan will tell you that those things are history as well. Why are you confusing people? Mythology is not history, though they will tell you that. These are homosexual talk. You see what I mean? Homosexuals are homosexuals because they come from apes. There is no proof whatsoever that the African people, the hybrid civilized people, from the civilized gods. And there were no civilization before. And the World History Book proves it. Now, you can say, well, you don't know what I'm talking about. But will you be able to say what I'm saying is false? You'd have to prove it. I am willing to go through it without a hitch. Immortal is a Norwegian black metal band from Virgin, the group. All right. Now, we're not talking about names that people call a group. That's not the immortal. We're talking about, you know, the word immortal. People use it now to anything. You can call a group any name you want. But I'm talking about, in reality, what immortal is. The original use of the name of the word immortal is it is living forever, never dying or decaying. Our mortal bodies are inhabited by immortal soul. That don't apply to white people. And I'm not talking about what white people is today. I'm talking about their origin, where they come from. If you can give them a different soul, well, you must know about that. But dealing with the linguistics of immortal, it's not civilized people you talk about, because civilized people are mortal. So why is it the living gods and not God of the Bible? We're talking about who created the pyramids and all these other things, and what about the 12 gods of the pantheon? The pantheon, there's another place where 12 Olympians. The 12 Olympian gods, God's men, they that from heaven came to earth and live on earth and do a lot of noble things. Pyramid and all those architectures, right? You can go to like Iraq and go to Iran and places like that, Assyria, and find and a lot of other countries, even Britain and possibly in the United States, where the gods have set up, let's say, monuments. Okay? Monuments. They are immortal because when did they came to earth? 450,000 years ago. Who do you know living that long? And go back to their planet. And then the history traces that Earth planet was once joined to Nibiru planet, where the Elohim gods come from. And we have evidence here of that fact. It may look strange, but hey, who are we to find fault with what we see and the history that tells us about it? And if you feel like you must say what you want to say, you're idiots. I ain't take nothing back from that. Because look, all it takes is a nice little wind to blow us away, and we are no more. Have a heart that beats? Good. Well, just think about that. I'm looking at a picture here right now where they have the depiction of the face of either male or female. I don't know what it is, but they show a depiction with a human-looking character hold their face like a 40-45 degree angle or something like that, and open the mouth, right, and open wide the mouth, and the face is mostly white, right? And like a string running from the mouth and, you know, like slants down, you know, the split of your lips there. And then two strip, you know, hanging down at each side of your mouth, okay, going under your cheek, okay? And then they have another depiction. And you tell me if it's not white people that do all of these things. The eye sockets are filled of like wigs that people wear. That's what they use to form the eyes in this image. Now, yeah, but this is like tall, long, black, something that looks like hair, that tall hair that people wear, but it begins in the eye socket and long gone way down over the shoulder, and you can't see the end of it. Now, why do they depict a picture like this? It's the white people, and you see all the monkeys and all kind of creatures that them have, and a whole lot of
things that are not human, like white people culture, bring among us. Well, there is something about the fall of man, right? That's what I was talking about. You read about the fall of man in the Bible. Now, why Africa allowed these white homosexuals who wanted to, you know, like have sex with the two men who visited Lot's house? Now, Lot is not European. Lot has nothing to signal us like he was homosexual. As a matter of fact, these Sodomites came to demand Lot to let these men out that they could know them, get to know them. You know, to know also have a context of sex too. You see, because somewhere it is indicated that such and such knew. You know, is it past tense of no, right? These are the kinds of confusion that we have here today, where Africa allowed these mad primates from origin now turn into like half human called Cro-Magnon, and the tale is told that these white people in this fashion that you see them started 100,000 years ago. They'd never lived before. Who lived before was Homo erectus, their parent, their species, right? Today they're homosexual, right? But they were the offspring of hominids, the first hominids. That's where they're coming from. They developed from hominids. That is in the world. It's a textbook. I am angry because they now, because they can read like us and look like us and stuff like that, they are easily substitute for us if they do the kind of things to strip away all of our senses from us, because we are at that point right now where they have already take step in this direction. They kill out the Neanderthals. It's not their species that. Okay? And what do you think they do? They violated back cross introspection. That's what they do with the Neanderthals. Back cross them is a scientific maneuver to create hybrid, another form of life. That's what they did. Now, why is it we cannot get rid of them? No. It's because we're too full. And we would have to be educated into what they do before we can find power to remove them, because it's only psychological power can move them out of where they are. You don't see? Psychological power is power enough that, let's say I'm here and, you know, they want to stop me from saying the things I'm saying. They could do it, right? Because they say they have government power for it. Africa, don't stop them from killing Saddam. Don't stop them from coming into Libya, into Africa, and kill Gaddafi. And the amount of Africans that they kill, they didn't kill their own until they start to fight war with their own. But that's not the way they started off. They started off to take things from us and give it to themselves. That's where they started. But they only started it when Africa act out of their confusion and turn over government to them, because them don't know what they're turning over to these people. So when you lose your mind, remember, use, walk and pick up all kind of old can and all kind of old cloth, you know, and throw it into one of them shopping cart, and, you know, that is your life wealth you're picking up on the street, because you lose your mind. Well, this is what happened to Africa, and this is what happened to us to a large degree. The point is, if they could kill off the Neanderthals, Neanderthals did not have a language. They didn't have what is fake. They were almost like a lower animal, like a lion or something like that. But they were not like, they're human. The highest form of human being, the third highest human being, until the hybrid came, and the hybrid became the first civilized people on Earth. So the Neanderthals were looking like us, except for the change when we became hybrid. But they, the Neanderthals, came from that were not apes. They did not, if you read the history, you will find out that our species were created by the gods themselves. They create that creature that was not a creature of hominid. It was not hominid. Because that was a creature that the gods used as an earthling to mix their blood with. This is all fact of history. All right. So we talk about immortal, and that we, who are civilized, the first civilized human being. And when I say that, it is the history I'm talking. It's not the Bible that is not history. The Bible is not history. As you're looking at the Bible, dear, and call it the Holy Bible, that is not a history book. So I don't mean you can't find anything in the Bible that don't come out of history. I'm not saying that. But the foundation of the Bible is Genesis. And it is telling about a creation that never exists. And that's what we believe. And we are believing it because 100,000 years ago, these white people blood infected the African species. And you see, they've done away with the Neanderthals. So no more Neanderthals. They extinct. And why they extinct? These white people now are writing about their past, and they write about the past and wipe out the reality of the hybrid people and the sapien itself. And now they're taking over our sapien species to be theirs. And don't bother talk anymore about Homo erectus, which is their subgroup from the hominid that interbreed up their species with the Neanderthals. The Neanderthals were the first subgroup of the sapien. So when they kill off the Neanderthals now, it is imagined in my mind that the Neanderthals were alive 100,000 years ago. But these sodomites kill them out and wipe them out. Now, it only leave us. We are the second subgroup of the wise sapien that arrived in Africa 250,000 years ago. these white people species originate 3.5 million years ago. That's complete fact. But they have taken a seat now in the world, like they are the ruler of the entire world. And we who are rightly belonging to the civilized and started the civilized world by the gods who created us, them. Right now, it bothers me because we are so confused that we go to a university of confusion. That the very academic education you have is in the context of confusion. So although you can do arithmetic and a whole bunch of other scientific thing and stuff like that, yes, you can do that. But you believe in Jesus, and clearly there is no expertise in science to produce Jesus or a God that begot that character called Jesus. It's just not true. But we are too confused to understand that. So how did I come to find out? Find out. It's by a miracle. What else must I call it? Because looking at the world around me, I just can't see how of 11 children, I just come different from them. Why am I interested in history? History is a record of the past. The Bible is not a record of the past. No, but it's like I'm talking madness to them. You see what I mean? And it is that they're not pretending. No. But how long did it take me to find out? You know? I mean, I was like maybe in my 60s when I begin to find out. And I come from reading on the fourth grade level at age 27. I wanted to read a little bit better than that. This is all going on in my brain, and that's, you know, if you want to hear from heaven and from God, learn the real words of history, not the Bible. You know, if you have to become an expert at knowing civilization. We are the first human of Africa, the ethnic people. We are the blood of the gods that are called the children of the gods. No, they don't want to say gods in the Bible because of pollution. It's a part of the confusion that confuses us. You have to be serious about words to discover that they're not talking about reality in the Bible about God and Jesus and the curse of Adam. I had to go into a special research after I have been learning and learning and learning. I had to get to the root of this begotten because I was, you know, pondering over that about God begot a son. And I had to know, I read the Bible so much, I had to go to that proper place in the Bible, like in Psalms and in Proverbs, those scriptures. But specifically where I get the right remedy to understand the God of the Bible and how he begat a son. And when you read the Proverbs, I'm going to tell you the chapter in Proverbs If you have an interest in this, to read and understand that what they're writing about Adam and Eve in the garden, to know that it is not true, I mean, I'll tell you. You see, because I get virtue telling you. I'm not going to say get a kick, because maybe I could say that, but I'm not sure. But I am telling you, I am sure that I get virtue out of telling you where to find it in the Bible. Because it took me a long time, but because I'm concentrating, I want to justify everything that I settle on inside of me, because it has to be reality. So I read the part in the Bible, and what you think is going to let me know? The words I'm reading. Okay? I am a mortal man, and whoever write those things in the Bible, it would have to come from the Sumerian text. Genuine Sumerian text. That's why these white people write a lot of things that mock, challenge Sumerian history. And it's not because they think Sumerian history is not right, but they have to do that. They want to do that. It is a part of their deception from and removal of civilized people from their civilized mind. That's why we turn fool today. And they can write everything and tell you that you must become an idiot to understand the things in the Bible. They're not going to use that word, because they have to use misnomer to fool you. They'll tell you in 1 Corinthians, 2nd chapter, that your mind must be unnatural to understand the things in the Bible. That's what they tell you. When you now read and understand what you're reading, find out that, you know, there's no way. You will know from a scientific point of view, your mind cannot operate unnatural. Your mind has got to be natural and in healthy, natural condition. Otherwise, you're no good to yourself or to nobody else. Now, if you can condemn what I'm saying, hey, it's fair game. Condemn it, not talking nonsense. But use coherent words. And let us interpret coherent words and see where it leads you. It has to be relevant. It has to be the fact. And you have to deal with the words and the innard of word. What is in there? The definition. Deal with them. And you will know the difference between belief and knowledge. Now, come on back now to what I tell you. Now, you know the difference between mortal and immortal, right? Now, where the immortal gods come from? Why the Bible is not talking about the immortal gods? That we see all the things that they have done on earth. And what they say they did, they deny it in the Bible. In world history textbook, you see writing in there where these white people who call themselves Romans, and if you know why they start calling themselves Romans, white people don't have no origin of anything civilized, including language. They never talk. They're mute. Okay, they're primates. Now, if you're listening to me real good, you will find out that gradually your eye will begin to get open. And that's a fact, and I'm not afraid to say that, because I am living proof of it. I didn't have anybody teaching me, like I am here talking and people can listen and go find out what I'm saying is true. So I'm telling you, I need to like finish off what I tell you about. We're in Proverbs. If you did, you know, begin to wonder, why didn't I tell? You know, I'm not making any get away from it. I want to tell you, but you know, that I talk. I'm not talking that it is a recipe as such, because you can talk the truth, the real truth like I talk it, but you may have your way of delivering it, which you're not taking anything away from it, but your character, your disposition and stuff like that is going to be different from somebody else. Talking the same thing, but, you know, go about it, you know, in a different mood and a different style, but you're saying the exact thing. And maybe you understand that person even easier than me, or you may say, well, you know, describe me in a different way, right? But you will know, you may like hear it from somebody else, but you may like to hear something better from me. But you may overall prefer to hear, listen to somebody else. Because, you know, I am me. I am my character, right? And at my best and intent that I have, I'm being real. You know, see what I mean? So I can't be concerned about whether somebody like my style or not, because my style is my style. And if I could refine myself, it's not that I'm trying to be refined like somebody else. Their style is their style. My style is my style. And I have to eat my own nature, right? I can't run off other people's gas, right? It's for me. And as long as I am telling you, this is what I'm concerned about. As long as I am telling you in a manner that you do understand me, even if you feel agitated or something like that, I can't pay that any attention. What are you after? You're after understanding, to gain the knowledge. And you only want me to be telling you the truth. Brush aside my attitude. Okay? Because my attitude is my attitude. And as long as I'm doing justice, you know, just take what you can get and go and deal with it with your style. Right? So what I'm trying to tell you, if you want to know that the whole thing about Adam and Eve in the garden and what they're talking about is rubbish, use the very Bible itself. And what you pick out of the New Testament, what it says about the Old Testament, you get knowledge from that. Because what they write in the New Testament and say, wise men follow the star. And you've been reading that for a while, you never find a problem with it. I did not find problem with wise men following a star. It was always okay with me, because what? I was under the belief syndrome. Belief syndrome is a psychological power, you know, it's an energy. When you believe something, you better use that word right, because that word was not made up the way the church uses it. You going to church? Well, the church use the word believe because, you know, it has something to it that is kind of a, you know, if you don't have a proper sense of words, you know, people catch you with it, right? But I begin to go the way of dealing with words. That's why I changed. Because I realized that what the Bible was saying was not true. The thing that should grounded me wasn't true. So I have to defect from it, and I can prove that it is not true. So what you want? You won't change because it offends you when you hear it. You can't believe that what this I'm saying is true. All right? So, you know, go perish. Because if I ask you about what you're believing and you can't give an authentic and sober answer, you still go about believing it. It's okay with you. And you cannot afford for anybody to, like, put down your belief. Now, a belief, not knowledge. So why would you angry with me when I have a problem with your belief? You don't know what you believe, so. Now, somebody would say, you know, I am an author who, you know, I'm all about myself. Now, all I'm talking about right now, I am into my show, you know what I mean? But my thing is to prove things to people. What I'm saying, that I'm not joking about what I'm saying. and you have the, you know, you have the responsibility. You have the responsibility to correct me when I'm wrong. And don't say you don't have to correct me. Because if we're going to go anywhere, we want the truth. So if you decide, say, well, no, I mean, abandon, even the Bible tells you that you should exhort and teach people to the truth. So if what you're saying is not the truth, and it should be the truth, you're confused. And you have a massive mistaken identity of what is the truth. And when you hear that truth, you can't deal with it. So you're going to say, well, then I don't have to prove nothing to you. Look here. That's what I am about. It's proving something to you. Okay? And what you think you know, and you're not telling me you know. You're telling me you believe I am a believer. Isn't that what they say? Yeah, you're proud to be a believer. But I begin to go with the dictionary definition of words and suck out the energy out of them. Of course, the energy is still in them because we can't suck it out so you don't get none when you go and deal with the words. So that's not the case. The case here, I'm telling you that I suck what the juice from the word that everybody can suck wherever, where nobody can extract these things from word, so you can find is only host, what you call husk left of the word. When you're looking for the definitions, you can't find them. You only see the word there standing up. No, that's not the way it works. Is that these words are transcendent, and nobody cannot deplete words of their meaning. Therefore, you and I should not allow people to fool us. And if you want to be content with being fooled, you're going to perish, because only your soul inside of you can be valuable. And if you decide to suck down a whole bunch of nonsense down you, you will perish, of course. You see what I mean? I mean, you look at a woman, right? You're a man, you look at a woman, she's beautiful and everything, her body, you know, oh my God, you lost until you ought to fall down. Listen, just remember, a lot of good-looking people kill their spouse or their, you know, intimate partner after they have sex. Why? That is love. You know? It's not because the person ain't good looking. And it's not because they cannot have good sex. But evil can come into people that let them do it. All right. So what I'm trying to say, this whole thing is about us using words to get our life, stop believing stuff that you feel is right and it is not. In the book of Isaiah, anti-Christian writing is in the Bible, you know, but you won't know because your mind is unnatural. Your mind will have to be natural before you see lies in the Bible. And what I'm trying to tell you right now, you can prove that the whole trash about Adam and Eve were cursed in the garden. These white people write those things because, you know, they are presenting a story, a mythology stuff. It's not history that. Bible did not come with history from Genesis. So if you find some kind of history back in there, it won't be about the creation in the Bible. The Bible don't write no creation story. So the fact you are going to church, you are being affected by sodomy, the spirit of sodomy. And you may not be a sodomite, but you are affected with the confusion from the sodomite. Didn't almost 1,000 of our people follow Jim Jones? who was a certified Christian, seminary trained, I would imagine, and he carried almost 1,000 of our African hybrid people to Jonestown and give them the Kool-Aid. Well, I tell you what, we here all over America is taking a different context of, you know, of Kool-Aid. Because what you believe in the Bible about, that's what those people we carry down there, that's what they believe too. That's why they go down there. They possess with the demons of these white people, sodomites. Now, ain't nobody will stand up in front of me, whether or not you're a hybrid person or you believe in what the white people them believe in Jesus. I'll prove to you that there was no resurrection, what we believe in. That kind of resurrection never happened. I don't say people don't resurrect. I mean, on the third day and stuff. There is something of science about that where after 3 days, you know, people walk around as ghosts. I don't think, you know, people turn ghosts immediately. It's maybe like after 3 days or so, you produce a ghost, right? The house in Jamaica there, they call the haunted house out in going towards Mobay there. Was that woman a hybrid woman and mix up with white people? I do not know. But they talk about a haunted house and stuff like that. But it's something that I look into is that these Cro-Magnon crossbreed, back crossing, intro. These intro, Introgression people. Because they have our blood, are they producing spirit? I don't know. It's probable, but I haven't gone that far into this study. But let me tell you now, though, about if you want to find out that Adam and Eve's story is not true. Talking serpent is the white people, is what they have done to the African people that caused a fall. It is really a fall because we turned fool for real over the past 100,000 years. Now, it is because my head is deeply into the history and what I am seeing. I have evidence for the history. That these folks that are here, why they look like us, talk like us, and carrying on. There is the history for that. Right? So they get so smart because, you see, they talk about Jews. Remember, 2,000 years ago in the Bible that they wrote, you know, I don't think the Bible is really 2,000 years old, because when they talk about Jesus was crucified and all that, a lie, you know? And so what I want to tell you is they said that they were Gentiles. And you know the old story in the epistles of Paul that talk about the Gentiles different, right? And remember, whole bunch of junk reading in the Bible that we don't notice, that now, I am noticing it now. St. Paul was made an apostle after Jesus went back to heaven. And Jesus lied. You know what? But I don't want to tell you all of that right now because I'll keep on going down this road and cannot get back to what I want, you know, what I want to proceed on with. But it is important to tell you all of these dead cockroach stuff in the Bible we are reading and believing it. It's not true. And nobody don't tell me that. It's me reading and find out it's not true. When I tell you, do not go back to church, you know what? you should just don't go back to church, because I tell you right now, I don't want you to believe me, though. And since you're going to hold on to that belief, you don't want to investigate what I'm saying, you will perish. Your spirit is going to perish. You know what I mean? I don't think when you're dead you're going to get up, because they're going to be too corrupt. I mean, you know, these spirit gods, them don't want, you know, the gods, them don't want you to roam all over the place. So I don't think you will have your privilege when you're dead. If you believe all these corruption, you don't even come to understand or to know the truth about your creation. It is not, like I'm saying to you, the Genesis creation story is not a God of spirit at all. It's a dead thing that these white people write, and you believe it. All right? So what I'm trying to tell you is that you read these things, and Jesus lies in the Bible. I didn't know that Jesus lied until I begin to read things that they say Jesus said. No, Jesus never said nothing in the Bible, because no Jesus in the prophecy ever fulfilled at all. And what they said Jesus said about himself lies, because Jesus didn't want to become a king. And if the scriptures say he should be a king, he would be a king. He can have it here. Jesus is not manifested in the Bible as a prophecy fulfilled in the New Testament. These guys write only about a child would be born, and what they have of that from the prophecy is the virgin mother. They make that up. They make it up. And we believe it because we don't look at the foundation, the precedence of what they are talking. We don't deal with the precedence. We only deal with the midstream nonsense of what they write in the Bible and publicize it and stuff like that. And remember, they kill our ancestors to accept Jesus. And right now they have law to kill us to accept Jesus. Right now, these white people, the church, the Christian church, right now they have current law from way back 1,000 and almost, you know, I mean, over 1,000 years. And I can tell you what it is quick before I tell you what is in Proverbs. 1220 A.D. Anno Domini. That's law. By their emperor and two popes. Legislation to kill us if we don't accept the church. You hear me? So civilization is forcing them to modify themselves and stuff like that. And it doesn't seem like they are going to get back to do those things again. But they already done it. Whole bunch of people that they kill, burn them at the stake and all this kind of stuff, man. And what they're talking about, Jesus crucified, is a part of their homosexual act that they do in the past. And us. So when we are taking it now to say it is salvation, you know, and our sins, you know, we Jesus paid it all, you know, all to him I owe, and Jesus died on the cross for God to love the world. Listen to me. The reason why we are believing these things is because we turn idiots. You know what? You may feel bad about it, but it is true. How do you have a university degree and you don't read Matthew 2 and not say, it is not a real story. You're reading about wise men follow the star. Why you don't read and find that out is because what? The veil is over your mind's eye. Believe. You believe it? If you weren't believing it, you will see a whole bunch of inconsistency and a whole bunch of contradictions that crossing all over what should be true turn lies. No such a thing. About wise men follow star and they go to the baby with frankincense and myrrh and all that. These are homosexual that is lusting after your honors. You understand that? It's true. And if it is not true, I'll give you the number to call me and you'll have like about another 15 or 18 minutes to call me if you feel hot and you want to, like, talk to me about it. But let me tell you about the Proverbs thing now. I mean, there's a lot of things here I have to come out telling you I ain't going to flip-flop at them, and you're going to have, you know, get 10,000 tongues to give a shot at disproving what I say. And it's the reason why I tell you, I am the only person I know is raising sun about all of this, that, look, we need to get these white people out because they are homosexual. They're making laws for you to marry to married to somebody of your own sex. Well, they want us to do it, but they say it. White people say it, but we don't. We have everybody afraid of them. I'm not afraid of them. You bet I do not afraid of white people sodomite. I don't, because I'm telling the truth about them. Now, if they want to have something with me about, you know, what I'm saying, well, yeah, face me. Don't bring violence to me. They are running government, and that's what they try to do. That's what they're using on us. Law to kill us and take away what we have. Does not that tell you by nature that that is wrong? You Christian? How you be Christian? Well, I was Christian because my parents were Christian. And, of course, they're coming out from under the British slavery, you know, and, you know, enclave of Jamaica, right? And today we are all idiots because we cannot be in their church. It means that we are gone away from our indigenous and our language and our way of life, religious way of life. We are not a church. We are cannot be part of church, right? It's your responsibility to stop believing, because you will pile up all these whole bunch of hogwash stuff. You don't even know where they come from. Well, I came to realize something is wrong and begin to follow words. And I really wanted the truth, right? I was a candidate to find out in such a structure and formative way that cover that civilization is not what we think it is. Somebody have some money and educated and stuff like that, that don't make you civilized. Civilized came to earth at a certain time, and there was a time when there were no civilization. There was a time when no creatures were accounted for. And time when, you know, microscopic things begin to form and creatures came from that. And then the hominid is one of the species that came, and that's where the white people come. The white people were around. Were there any human civilization there? No! So the truth is plain for you and I to know, but now when your brain is all gone with church belief, you're not going to see nothing. You have to go to your church, and that's all you know. My good lady friend that we know each other from way, way back home, tell me, oh, you know, don't want to hear no more of this talk about Jesus or nothing like that. Because what? She's so sacredly in love with Jesus. And that's all she knows. And she's not going to make anybody defile her belief. Not knowledge, you know, belief. And she has University of UWE degrees in medicine. My brother has a PhD. He's a reverend, but he has an academic reverend PhD. He can't talk and have a simple conversation that entails any prehistory facts in there. My brother. And he's not stupid as, you know, he's like everybody else. That's the way I was. That's the way I grew up like him. But I get linguistic change, you know, see, and follow that. And that's how I see what I know by definition what civilization is. But, you know, my brother told me flat that He's not into history. Now, when a man with education tells me that he's not into real history, certified history, then I know something's gone with it, wrong with his head. Well, I know something was wrong with my head because all those years in my adult, young adult life and thing, I was moving around and going around. I remember those days and what the state of my mind was from when I begin to read and find out stuff. I know the difference. I didn't run off into my head and foul up into my brain. No, it is a explainable transition that my mind went through. And some people thought that I was going from one extreme to the other. No, but I was going to church and I was listening. And I started to find problem just when I was reading the Bible. I saw that Jesus did not have no church like what we have here today, where you have to register your church and all them kind of thing. And I used to look at how ministers just preach whatever they want to preach, and they say they are one in Christ. When you read the Bible, it tells you, like, you know, I think it's in Corinthians, like 11, tell you that you all have the same spirit inside of you. But that is not true. We don't prove that. But yet still we're going on like it's true. Same thing goes to the prophecy about Jesus Christ in St. Matthew 9:6-7. There's no fulfillment in the New Testament. What it says that the Messiah was to do, none of that is written in the New Testament. They write all kind of ass dead and cow fat all over the forest. Nothing in there is true about Jesus, and they write Jesus. Just show you these slackers. I mean, are baboom. Them so idiotic. They're not all that smart, you know. They have a lot of smartness, but just like I talk about university level, you got church and you don't see something, you lies them in the Bible. They're so palpable. You shouldn't miss them, but you miss them. You miss them. Because guess what? You are too overwhelmed with belief and you're not doing any deeper thinking to even understand the actual word. St. Paul and Jesus collide, because Jesus said he complete the work that God sent for him. Glorify me with the glory that I have with you. And you know, when I read that, because I understand, you know, the wide body of scripture. So when I see a contradiction somewhere, I say, wait a minute. Jesus was always a good character to me. He's pure. But I go to find out now what Jesus lies. You know, and this is a story these white people are writing about, this whole thing about Adam and Eve in a garden sin, and then bring Jesus now to die for our sin and all that. The whole thing is contradictory because it does not consist of a perfect God at all, at all. How could God be perfect and get tired of mankind that he created and killed them in a dead flood? It doesn't, you know, it backfires everywhere we go. So if you can't tell when you're wrong, you will always be wrong because you can't judge yourself. But even in the Bible tells you that you are to examine yourself whether you are in the faith or not. What is that faith? What is that faith, though? Is what you are in a faith? Everybody refer to the church as a faith. But what kind of faith is it? So you may onto a dead street cul-de-sac and keep on going down there like it's a road lead you through. You're not going anywhere. So all those kind of stuff in the Bible that stifle people's growth, your spiritual growth, and make evil principality have you going, man. Now, the truth will set you free, and you're not free. Because if you can't stand up and talk to me and tell me, oh, you're free, then you gone bad. Your heart is spoiled, okay? Now, so I told you that to find out what's it's Proverbs 8. Remember I promised to tell you that. You will see When you read Proverbs 8 from beginning to end, read from beginning to end of Proverbs 8. Study it good. And think in terms of what the New Testament says about, oh God, beget a son, Jesus Christ. When he was alone by himself, he begot. And it will tell you and illustrate to you what God did. And you will see whether or not any part of that chapter presents evidence that God begot a son. Those things are there, and they are telling us our mind are to be unnatural to understand these things of the scripture, because they are spiritually discerned and all this kind of wap, 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 wap nonsense. It doesn't come out in no kind of way as coherent fact. You see what I mean? So the entire story of Adam and Eve that they have in the Bible is getting rid of our good understanding in our creation. That's all there is to it. All right, I'm going to move on. I am going to play you a little tune and transit back to And I just wanted to polish off what I was saying about immortal and the difference between mortal and immortal. We have a lot of things like when you throw coffee in the mortar and beat it up into powder. We will never understand. That's confusion. You know what I mean? You're taking out solid stuff and put it into a mortar and beat it up together. Now, you'll never get them apart again. Well, so is what happened when we go to church and believe. The world will never be defined to us. You will not see the world the way it's supposed to. You see what I mean? And that's like taking solid stuff and put it and beat it with a mortar. That's the preacher them. Anytime they're preaching all these things about, you know, and they're telling you about, we are reading the lies in the Bible and say amen, hallelujah to it. The same thing, the lies that these white people do when they're invading us, we don't see it like an invasion no more. We see it like it is God's will to do it because we believe. Now, if you have any kind of feeling to sense what I'm saying, man, you have got to do something about it, man. Okay? But I cannot. I'm not asking you to believe nothing. I'm saying you have to go read and get in touch with words. Words have, you know, science. It has energy in there for you to understand definitions and subject matters and stuff like that. It is, if you're not interested, you go and live and go to hell because that's the hell to go to, because you don't depart from this life with the knowledge you're supposed to have. And you have to read. You don't believe. You go believe and search. It's the believing that destroys us. You hear me? Because you believe things when you feel like believing it. You don't believe because, oh, there's a necessity. No! There's no necessity for you to believe anything unless an occasion come up when you decide to trust and to have, you know, reception to something. Apart from that, you don't believe in nothing because you need knowledge for everything. When you go to school, them never teach you nothing in any class to believe anything. You're born with the ability to believe things when you please you. When you were a baby, you weren't believing in nothing. But gradually, you learn to accept, you know, around you and the people who, you know, tending to you, you learn to trust them. That is an emotion of believing in them. And you give your child to a stranger and they don't want to go to the stranger because they don't know the stranger, right? Not believing in you, not accepting you, you know, you're danger to them. Well, this is what I'm trying to say. When we get to know practical things and how we ought to think, we think we just and stuff like that. No, but thinking is a special thing. And the way you are thinking is a special thing. And it has to do with the development of your life. And if you keep on following people and follow the same mix up solid into powder, and you will never find your way again. All right. So I want to thank you for tuning in. And listen, I have to find a tune. And I don't know. All right, let's play this little tune. Oh, but it's long. But I think I can get away with it. Maybe you will like this tune. It's Michael Jackson. We are the world. We are the people. But do you know what it is all about? Because you're eating and drinking and all you want is food and money and stuff like that. That's where we are. That's what the church is, to keep us here and stuff like that, living in the wrong way, right? Now, just think that I alone found this kind of system of thought and decide to follow it myself. Read and follow it. And don't go away from society. I don't gone away from society. When I talk, people understand me, don't they? Yes, they do. But I'm saying some things that is strange, right? But I don't go in the street naked or nothing like that. Like, you know, I lose my mind. No. You know, I have mental faults and stuff like that. My memory is not all that good sometimes. But I concentrate on what I'm saying. And I'll run around a lot. But I come right back to the central theme of what I am about. But there's a lot of things to bring to bear whilst I'm going on. You know, I hate leave certain things out. So I usually keep on reaching for something like I'm gathering up the good grapes. You know, I'm not going away because a lot of people talk about, you know, I repeat. But look, repetition. It's not every repetition is bad. Every repetition is bad. Now, I promise to give you the number to call me if you want to call me. And, you know, you only have like about another minute to call me. 347-850-1358. Call me. 347-850-1358. Call me anytime on the show. I am always ready to talk to anybody who wants to have real coherent chat about serious things, words, and what things mean, and things questions need answers, and we will get them. All right. Now, I told you I wanted to, play you Michael Jackson, right? Let's hear it. We are the people. We are the world.
Change. We all a part of God.
your heart.